My Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George. More about the spring and the winter and the beginning of my story's end. The owl had broken the spell of winter. From that time on, things began to happen that you'd have to see to believe. Insects appeared while the snow was on the ground. Birds built nests. Raccoons mated. Foxes called to each other, seeking again their lifelong mates. At the end of February, the sap began to run in the maple trees. I tapped some trees and boiled the sap to syrup. It takes an awful lot of sap to make one cup of syrup, I discovered. 32 cups, to be exact. All this, and I was still in my winter fur-lined underwear. One or two birds returned. The ferns protected by the spring unrolled. Very slowly, but they did. Then the activity gathered momentum, and before I was aware of the change, there were the skunk cabbages poking their funny blooms above the snow in the marsh. I picked some and cooked them, but they aren't any good. A skunk cabbage is a skunk cabbage. From my meadow, I could see the valleys turning green. My mountain was still snow-capped, so I walked into the valleys almost every day to scout them for edible plants. Frightful rode down with me on my shoulder. She knew even better than I that the season had changed, and she watched the sky like radar. No life travelled that sky world unnoticed by Frightful. I thought she wanted to be free and seek a mate, but I could not let her. I still depended upon her talents and company. Furthermore, she was different, and if I did let her go, she probably would have been killed by another female, for Frightful had no territory other than the hemlock patch, and her hunting instincts had been trained for man. She was a captive, not a wild bird, and that is almost another kind of bird. One day I was in the valley digging tubers and collecting the tiny new dandelion shoots when Frightful saw another duck hawk and flew away from my shoulder like a bolt, pulling the leash from my hand as she went. "Frightful," I called, "you can't leave me now." I whistled, held out a piece of meat, and hoped she would not get her leash caught in a treetop. She hovered above my head, looked at the hawk, then at my hand, folded her wings, and dropped to my fist. "I saw that," a voice said. I spun around to see a young man about my age, shivering at the edge of the woods. "You're the wild boy, aren't you?" I was so astonished to see a human being in all this cold, thawing silence that I just stood and looked at him.